Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Tzadi. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn our attention to the upper quarter of Daf Tzadi, you will notice in our marked edition the line at which the bracketed section ended from the previous shiur. There is a two dots that appears, and a quote from the Mishnah, Oifos Koidmin, and the Mishnah had said that Oifos precede Minochas, meal offerings, because Oifos are Mine Domim. They have this added feature to them in that they involve the sprinkling of blood, which is not the case when you're dealing with a meal offering. As we continue in the Gemara, we might make reference to the markings that we started in our previous sugya. These were the diamonds, and these diamonds throughout this sugya represent suggestions that are opposite to that which the Mishnah taught, and then we will be expected to see how not to accept these opposite suggestions, and that will be featured each time as the double underline appears. This is simply a continuation of that which we started in our previous sugya. So here the Gemara also suggests, Adarabba, why not say the opposite? Menachos koidmois, let the meal offerings precede the bird offerings, in the event, of course, that you have both in front of you and you have to choose which one to do first. So let us give precedence to the menachos, shekein yeshnon betzibur kibiyochid. There exists a meal offerings in public, as a public offering, in addition to their being private, which is not the case by bird offerings. There is no example of a public bird offering. The example of the meal offering that's of a public nature is the Minchas HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem. The Minchas HaOmer is offered on the Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan, and the Shtei HaLechem is offered on Shavuos. Those are two examples of public meal offerings. So since meal offerings have this public facet or possibility associated with them, maybe that should give them greater precedence or preference when having to choose meal offerings versus bird offerings. The Gemara nevertheless rejects this and says, Afilu hachi, even so that the mincha has a public aspect to it, Mine domim adifi, the blood consideration that is characteristic of the bird offering carries greater weight. Minchas chote, the Mishnah said, comes koidem leminchas nedava, because the minchas chote comes for atonement purposes, because it's sin related. The Mishnah said, mipnei shehu bo al chet, it comes because of a sin. Adarabba, the suggestion the Gemara makes to the contrary is that minchas nedava kodemes, let the voluntary mincha offering precede the chote, minchas chote, shekein teuna shemen uvona, as opposed to a meal offering associated with sin that does not have oil and lavona added to it, the lavona being a type of spice. The Minchas Nedava does have oil and lavona associated with it, added to it. So maybe because of those extra aspects, the Minchas Nedava should have precedence over the Minchas Chote. The Gemara rejects this. Afilu hachi, Minchas Chote, habo al chet adifa, de mecha peres. The Minchas Chote, which is coming as a result of a sin, has precedence insofar that it is a source of atonement. It's mechaper, and that gives it precedence over the minchas nedava. Ibayalaho. The Gemara raises a question. The appearance of triangles in this Gemara was already noticed on the previous Amud on Pei Tesum and Beis, and we introduce the triangles there in our note on the outside margin there, under the Mivneh, the upper part of Peites Amud Beis. You notice a triangle there. If you have Peites Amud Beis in front of you, you can see we have a note, Ibai Aloho, Sidra Shel Sheilos Binyan Kedima. Questions regarding precedence. So the Gemara here asks, Ibai Aloho, Minchas Soito Minchas Nedova. You have two minchas in front of you. Which one do you offer first? A Minchas Sota. This is the mincha brought by the woman suspect of conducting herself immorally, a married woman, of course, conducting herself immorally with another man other than her husband. And a Minchas Nedova, a voluntary meal offering, a zo mehen kodemis, which one should be offered first? Minchas Nedova kodma shekein tuna shemen ulavona. Notice we have a little aleph at the end of the line just before where the word minchas appeared. There are two sides to this question. You see aleph, and right now the o dilmos, which is squiggle underline, or possibly beis, the other side of the question. In our markings, we attempt to always feature the two sides of the question with this type of marking, aleph, oy dilma, beis. So the first side says that minchas nedava should come first because it has oil and lavona added to it, which is not the case by the minchas soita. Oy dilma, minchas soita called mashikin po, levara ovon. Or maybe the minchas sota should be given precedence because it's coming to clarify whether or not an act of immorality actually took place as part of the Beis Hamikdash procedure, which determines the purity of the woman in her moral behavior, the Minchas Sota is brought. So maybe, because it has this sin-related aspect to it, it gets precedence over the Minchas Nedava. At this point in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form. The Mivneh heading at the outside margin indicates that this is a ma'akav. This is a volcano shape or trapezoid shape. And with the narrow part facing up, they represent nisyonos lefshot, attempts to resolve the minchas nedava kodemis leminchas sota. So when you see the narrow part of this shape facing upwards, we will be in the direction of saying or suggesting that the minchas nedava should preempt the minchas sota. The shape, when it turns over, will be dechios. When the narrow part of this trapezoid is facing downwards, this represents rejections of that which was just said. So, suggestion number one, in order to resolve this, and suggest that the minchas nedava comes first, toshma, the Gemara continues, this is a quote from something we saw on Pei Tesomet Aleph. It says, minchas chote kodemes leminchas nedava. You'll notice this was on Peites Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. You see a parallel arrow indicating Tzadi Amud Aleph. If you happen to be able to look back to Peites, you'll notice this arrow. Mishnah said that the Minchas Chote comes before a Minchas Nedava. And we want to infer Minchas Chote hu dekadma leminchas nedava. It would be a meal sin offering that comes before the Minchas Nedava. Ha Minchas Sota loy, but not a Minchas Sota. Minchas Sota being something different or other than a Minchas Chote, even though it's brought under sin related circumstances, but nevertheless it's classified as a Minchas Sota. It's not coming to offer atonement in the way a Minchas Chote does. So, because the Mishnah said that a Minchas Chote preempts the Minchas Nedava, that leaves us room to infer that a Minchas Sota would not preempt the Minchas Nedava. When we say preempt, we really mean to suggest to precede, to come before the Minchas Nedava. The Gemara says, rejects this, Mi Kotoni Vipneshi Mechaperes. In the Mishnah, when it gives precedence to the Minchas Chote, does it say the Minchas Chote takes precedence over the Minchas Nedava because it atones? It doesn't say that. Rather, Mipnei Shihi Bo Al Chet Katoni. The Mishnah uses this expression. The Minchas Chote takes precedence over the Minchas Nedava in so far as that it is coming as a, because it's related to sin. The Ho'anami, the Minchas Sota as well, Bo Al Chet. It's coming as a result of a sin, or a sin having taken place. The sin being the married woman was in private, was beyichud with another man. And there is, of course, a chashash of a greater sin having taken place, an act of immorality. So we see that if the Mishnah gives preeminence to the minchas chote because of its having to be because of its relationship to sin, so too the minchas sota has that characteristic. And therefore, from this particular point of view, we don't see that the minchas nedava would precede the minchas sota. Toshma. So the Gemara tries a second approach. Zu kodemes lezu, shezu bo min hachitim, vezu bo min hasorim. This Mishnah uses pronouns. It says this comes before this. Pronouns are not clear, but it adds a little more clarity by saying that, well, the one that comes from wheat, from chitim, will precede the one that comes from barley. Well, my love, what are we to assume? Minchas nedava, which comes from chitim, le mincha sota, will come before the sota mincha, which comes from barley. So we would, with this, we would have a resolution if we were to stop here. Namely, the minchas nedava, which comes from chitim, it precedes the minchas sota, which comes from barley. Loi, the Gemara rejects this. What was mentioned in these pronouns in the source that we just quoted are references to two other menachas, and they are minchas chote, the minchas sota. The minchas chote will precede the minchas sota. Only the minchas chote has the power to precede the minchas sota, but not necessarily the minchas nedava. The Gemara now asks, if this source is talking about a minchas chote, and that it comes before the minchas sota, why do you have to relate to the material from which it comes? Tepuk li, you could learn out preceding of the minchas chote over the minchas sota. The ha mechaperes, the minchas chote atones. The ha lo mechaperes, the minchas sota does not come for atonement. It comes for sin clarification. Did a sin take place or not? But it does not come for atonement. So that instead of citing the material from which it comes, it could have cited this. But now, since it didn't cite this, since it didn't cite the fact that that one is mechaper and the other is not, so we can, in fact, conclude that we are talking about the minchas nedava coming before the minchas sota, and let us thereby resolve our original question, that the minchas nedava would come before the minchas sota. The Elamai. So, what do you want to say? Minchas nedava. That, in fact, the source is talking about a minchas nedava like we just spoke out. If that's the case, tepuk li, if that be the case, so why emphasize the materials from which it comes? You could have given added weight to the minchas nedava on the following grounds. Tezu teuna shem levona. The minchas nedava has these added materials, the oil and levona. Vezu, the minchas sota eina teuna shem levona. So at this point, since it didn't use this description of the added feature of the minchas nedava, maybe it's not talking about a minchas nedava. Elo, chad mitrei tami nokit. The Mishnah, inciting that this comes from chitim and the other comes from sa'urim, is really one of two reasons that could have been given for the precedence or the preceding aspect of the one over the other. But the other reason could have been given also. And by the same token, maybe it is talking about maybe in this source, which featured the pronouns, is in fact talking about minchas chote coming before the minchas soita. And it could have used the reason that the minchas chote is kodemes is because it's mechaper and the minchas sot is not mechaper. And that which it cited, the material from which it comes, the wheat over the barley, it happens to be one of two reasons. But with this, though, we cannot conclude our original question regarding the minchas nedava versus the minchas sota. So that question would remain a question at this point. Chatos ha'oif, koidemes le'oilas ha'oif. Mino hanimili. This was taught in our Mishnah that the chatos ha'oif will take precedence over the olas ha'oif. So from where do we know this? The Tonu Rabbonan. We have a Tanaic source. You can see that it's framed off and extends a few lines. This is a quote from Posuk Ches in Vayikra Hey, but we have a note on the outside margin with a star that you find next to it. In fact, you see in the outside margin, you can see this little note. It says, but Posuk Zayin Kosuv Vehevi, and it says in that Posuk, Shtei Toirim, Echod Lechatos Vi Echod Le'oilah. So let us just bear that in mind, that in Posuk Zayin it mentions the bringing of a pair of birds, two Toirim, one Achatos and one an Ola. Now as we go on in the Gemara itself, we're picking up with Posuk Ches. It says, V'hikriv es asher lachatos rishoyno. Ma Talmud lomar. What is this posuk teaching me? Im lelameid, in the brackets we have the girsa shetikrav rishona. In the Gemara in Psachim, the girsa there is shetei koidemes le'oila. And there's a girsa in Maseches Horios that says, if it's coming to teach me, shetei chatos rishoyna. All of these different girsos have more or less the same implication, that if you're suggesting that this posuk is coming to tell me that the chatos is to be offered first, hare kvar nemar, we already have a posuk that says, in posuk yud, there's another posuk that says, ves hasheni yase oila. The second one is offered as an ola. So if I have in Posuk Yud saying that the second of the two birds is an ola, and I know from Posuk Zayin that there were two birds, one in Chatos and one in ola, so from Posuk Yud I can establish easily that the Chatos comes first. So what is the role of Posuk Ches? This comes to tell me a rule regarding all sin offerings. Shiyiktemu le'oilo haboisi mohen, that they shall precede ola offerings that come with them. Bein chatos oif le'oilo soif, bein chatos behema le'oilas behema, viafilu chatos oif le'oilas behema. So we have a rule that Posuk Ches teaches us, that whenever a chatos and ola come together, the chatos shall be offered first, no matter what the nature of the ola is. And even if the ola happens to be a hema and the chatos happens to be a bird, the chatos of will come first. Hilkoch. The Gemara now spells out the sources for each one of these halachas. Chatos ha'oif le'oilas ha'oif. This is labeled number one, which corresponds to the number one that we just saw in the source. That will be learned from V.S. Hasheni. The V.S. Hasheni is a reference to the Pasuk Vayikra Hey Posuk Yud that we saw in the source. These psukim were dealing with the birds themselves. So that if you have two birds, one a chatos and one an ola, Posuk Yud tells me that the chatos ha'oif comes before the oilas ha'oif. Number two, chatos behema le'oilas behema. That halacha is mi de Rabbi Rachmana. This, Rashi tells us, is from that which we learned earlier in a brisa, where it said, they quoted the pasuk, Ufar Sheni ben Bokor, will be done as an ola. So as far as two behemoths, two animal offerings, as opposed to bird offerings, two animal offerings, that's learned from this Ravi Rachmana that is referenced to in the pasuk of Ufar Sheni ben bakar will be done as an ola. Chatas ha'oif le'oilas behema. This was the third point that the Brisa mentioned just above. Number three, we saw that even if it's a mere bird offering, it will precede an ola behema, an animal ola offering. Mize bona'av. That's learned from Pasuk Ches, Vayikra Hei Pasuk Ches, which the source just above told us is coming to teach me a general rule, that wherever a chata, sin offering, comes along with an ola, the sin offering, even if it happens to be a mere bird, shall precede the ola, even if it's a behema. Before we go further, we have a note that accompanies the new geometric form. We have a crown form, and it's on the outside margin under our Mivneh heading. You see the crown form is featured. Kushios, these represent questions. Makuros Shebohem Nireh, these will be questions from Mimakuros Shebohem Nireh Oilo Kedemes Lachatos. We will see sources that suggests an ola preceding a chatas. And if that be the case, even if we can show one example of that, that will be enough to cast a shadow on our rule that we just said that, well, wherever a chatas comes along with an ola, the chatas comes first. We have a source that features, amongst other things, a woman who gave birth. She's obligated to bring a korban, or sacrifices, upon her bearing a child. We were just saying a couple points by way of introduction before we get into the source itself. A wealthy woman of means who gave birth brings the following sacrifices. She brings an oilas behema, an animal ola offering, and a chatas ha'oif, and a singular bird sin offering. We have this noted in our outside margin under little note called he'ora. A yoledes ania, we've also noted in the outside margin, a woman of limited financial means, she brings, instead of an olas pehmo, she brings an olas ha'of, but the chatas ha'of, that remains the same. She brings, just like an yoledes ashira brought a chatas ha'of, the yoledes ania also brings a chatas ha'of. The element that changes between a wealthy childbearing woman and the impoverished one is the nature of the ola offering. In the case of the yoledes ashira, it's a behemoth, it's an animal. In the case of the impoverished yoledes, she brings an olas ha'oif. Now, with that background in mind, let's look into the source. Toshma, Rabbi Lezer Omer, kol mokoim shenischalfo chatos. The example that's cited in Rashi is Tumas Mikdash. This is a person who inadvertently entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tuma, in a state of ritual impurity. So he has to bring Korbanos. So if he entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tuma, it depends on his income level as to what kind of Korban he's going to bring. And that's what's meant by Shenischalfo Chatos. From nischalfa means to change from a state of wealth. If he happens to be wealthy, he'll bring an animal chatos, a chatos behema. And if he's impoverished, he brings a bird offering. The bird offering is two birds. So when he's bringing the two birds, one of them is a chatos, and one is an oila. So as a wealthy person, he would have brought a chatos behema. As an impoverished person, he brings two bird offerings. He brings two birds that constitute his offering. One is a chatos, and one is an oila. The Tumas Mikdash violator, had he been wealthy, would have brought a behema as a chatos. Now he's bringing a bird as a chatos. So that's a case where Shenischalfo Chatos, the Chatos changed. It changed from a behema to an oaf. By the way, if he was violated Tumas Mikdash and he was wealthy, he does not bring any olas. So the rule is kol mokim shenischalfo chatos, where the chatos was the item that changed from behemoth to oif, chatos koidemes. When bringing these two birds, he will bring the chatos ha'oif before the oilas ha'oif. Bioilegas, it says, or actually vikan is a reference to the case of yoledes. Oila koidemes. Now, the reason for that is that as a yoledes ashira, she would have brought an olas behema. Now, what is she bringing when she's an aniya? She brings an olas ha'oif. As far as the chatos is concerned, that didn't change. As an ashira, she would have brought a chatos ha'oif, and as an aniya, she brings a chatos ha'oif. That doesn't change. The only thing that changed was the ola. By the yoledes, as an ashira, she brought an olas behema, and as bedalus, in poverty, she brings an olas ha'oif. So where you have that situation, so the source tells us that the oila is koidemes. When she brings those two birds as a yoledes aniya, she's going to bring an olas ha'oif and a chatos ha'oif, and her olas ha'oif will come before. Right away, we see a problem with regard to the rule that we said above. The rule we said above was, well, wherever chatos and ola come together, the chatos is offered first. Here you have the oledes aniya. She has two birds that she's going to be bringing, and the ola will be offered first. The source continues, komokom shebo al chet, chatos kodemes, where you have a chatos and ola coming, and the chatos is being brought because of a sin, so the chatos bird will be offered first. The kan, in the case of the oledes, let us talk about the oledes aniya. She brings two birds, an ola and a chatos. She's bringing these not as a result of a sin she committed. Therefore, since the chatos is not coming because of sin, oila koidemes. Once again, you see a situation, which is really the same situation as the line before, focusing on the yoledes, we see that the ola comes first before the chatos. Kol mokoim shishnayim boim tachas echod, the example of Tumas Mikdosh, where two are coming bedalus instead of one. Two means two birds are coming in the case of dalus instead of one creature. It's in the case of Ashirus. Let's go over that point again. In the case of a Tumas Mikdosh Oshir, he brought one creature, a Chatos Behema. In poverty, he doesn't bring any behemoths, but he brings two birds. That's two, one is a Chatos and one is an Ola. The two birds are coming instead of the one behema. So that's what was just referred to here, wherever you have two coming instead of one. Let's read that inside. Kol mokom shishnayim boim tachas echod, Chatos koidemes. The chatos will come first. The kan, in the case of the yoledes, you don't have two coming instead of one. You have one coming instead of one. What do we mean by that? The yoledes, when she was an ashira, she was bringing a chatos oif anyway. That doesn't change as a result of her becoming her being a yoledes aniya or bedalus. She brings the same chatos oif anyway. What changed? One changed for one, namely, instead of an olas behema, she brings an olas ha'of. So that's what this means in the conclusion of this source. It says, v'kan, in the case of the oledes, where you don't have two replacing one, oila kodemes, the olas ha'of will come before the chatos ha'of. Well, after all said and done, we see something contrary to the rule. We see, in the case of a yoledes, the ola comes before the chatos. The Gemara answers or rejects this question and says, "Omar Rava lemikro'o hekdimo hakosuv." What that means is that when you read about the Yoledes, you'll read about her bringing the Ola before she brings the Chatas. But as far as the actual procedure in the Beis HaMikdash, if a Kohen was confronted with two birds of a Yoledes, a Chatas Of and an Ola Sa'of, he will process the Chatas Of first. Toshma, Porim Kodmim Li'elim, the Elim Kodmim Li'kvosim, Kvosim Li'si'irim. The source is not telling us what kind of korbanos we're talking about. It's only talking about the nature of the creatures that are being sacrificed. So it says, cows come before rams, and rams come before sheep, and sheep are to be processed before goats. My love, dechag. Is this source not talking about the holiday offerings? The holiday offerings, on a holiday you bring musafim. And when you are bringing musafim, we have written in above the line, kvosim are an ola, the sheep are an ola, and the sirim are a chatas. And in the source it said that the kvosim come before the sirim. In other words, olas, which are the kvosim, come before the goats, which are chatos. And that would be a kasha, a problem for the rule. Loi linadava. This source is talking about a group of animals, cows, rams, sheep, and goats, that are being brought as a voluntary offering. And the Gemara now explains why each one will come before the subsequent one. Parim koydmin le'elim shekenis rabu b'nesachim. If there are two animals that are being brought as an edava, cows and rams, the cows are to be processed first because they have more wine that accompanies them than wine. There's more wine in quantity than the wine that accompanies a ram offering. V'chein elim l'kvasim. This is true with regard to elim coming before kvasim, because elim have more wine that accompanies them than that which accompanies the kvasim. Kvasim l'si'irim, we say that in a nedava, if someone's bringing voluntary offerings, the sheep will come before the goats that are being brought as part of this nedava. Shekein nisrabu ba'alya. In the case of the keves, the tail of the keves, which is called the alya, is offered on the mizbeach. That doesn't exist in the case of the si'irim, the goats. Toshma. We have another Toshma, and you'll notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, we have a long marking indicating that all of this lasts, all of the Toshma continues all of the lines of Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line. The latter part of the source of this Toshma, we may say not the source, but the Toshma, will be in brackets. But the response to this Toshma will appear after the bracketed section, hence we've created this long dashed line. Once again, not to forget that what we're dealing with is we mentioned as a rule that wherever Chatos and Ola are being brought together, the Chatos is to be treated first, to be dealt with or processed first. We're going to see a source here in which it seems that the Ola will precede the Chatos. So let's see the source. Toshma. Par Kohen Moshiach Kodim Lepar Helam Dovar Shel Tzibur. The par that a Kohen Gadol brings upon his issuing an erroneous legal ruling will precede the par of the Tzibur in the case that the Sanhedrin issued an erroneous legal ruling. Par Helam Dovar Shel Tzibur Kodim Lepar Avodis Kechavim. The par Helam will come before the par that's brought in the event that the Tzibur mistakenly violated idolatry. Par avodis kechavim kodem l'sirei avodis kechavim. The par that is brought as a result of idol worship happens to be an olah, it will be processed before, or it precedes, as this source says, it precedes the se'irim, which are brought as a chatos in the event of a public violation of idolatry. The afal gav, the par v'ris kechavim, equals oila. The par, as we mentioned, is an ola offering. Usi'ire avodis kechavim is a chatos. So we see from here that there is an example of an ola coming before a chatos. We have the brackets, and the note on the inside margin indicates tam l'sagrayim. The reason for these brackets is laharois de'ad kan ikra akusha. Up till this point, we've raised the basic question. B'soichom, within the brackets, ha'gemora she'elas she'ela, the Gemara raises a question that says, Ademoisvis mi seifa, instead of trying to ask on the rule from the seifa, sayem eresha. You could have brought a support to the rule from the resha, from the earlier section. Namely, we see in the resha, the par helem dover shel tzibor, which is a chatos, comes before the par of Yisrochavim, which is an ola, and that would support our rule. However, what happens in this bracketed section, the question that's raised, aval docheu, the Gemara will reject the question that's raised. As a result, our original question that we saw just now, namely right before the brackets, that question remains till the point in the Gemara that follows the brackets. At that point, where you see the number one in the Gemara, Amri Bimarova, that will represent a response to the problem that we have encountered. Namely, we see right now an example of an ola coming before a chatos. Within the brackets, we continue now with the Gemara. The Amo Meresha, Rashi explains, instead of asking on our rule from the Seifa, why not bring a support to our rule from the Resha, which said, Par Helam Dovar, which is a chatos, Par Helam Dovar Shot Sibur, Koidem Lepar Avodis Kovim, comes before the Ola Par offering in the case of idolatry. So why is that not brought as a support? So the Gemara explains, Bechad Mina, when you're dealing with two sacrifices of the same variety, miha lo kwamrinon. There, we are not raising any doubts. There, it's certain that the ola will not precede the chatos. The chatos kodma. There, it's very obvious that the chatos will come first. Ki kwamrinon. When we are raising the possibility of an ola coming first, betray mini. To betray mini miha ashkechon ola de kodma lechatos. We're raising this possibility of an ola coming before the chatos when you're dealing with two different types of animals. As we saw above, the par ha'ola coming before the soyer ha'chatos. Namely, in the case of the par of Avodis Kechavim, which was an ola, coming before the sir ha'chatos, which is a chatos. What about our rule then? Amri b'marava. So, answer number one. Amri b'marava mishmei derava bar mori. Chatos avedis kechavim chaser aleph. Lechatos ksiv. In the Torah, the word chatos, in the case of the chatos avedis zora, is written without its normal aleph. As a result of its being written in a missing or in a diminished fashion, this shows us that this chatos is not like other chatos in the Torah. This chatos, even though it's coming along with an ola, this one will be in second place. The ola, the par ola, will precede it. And hence it's unlike other chatos of the Torah that come with olas, where our rule does apply. So this is not a question on the rule. This merely is an exception to the rule. The case of the sacrifices brought as a result of idolatry. And therefore, our basic rule stands, this being a mere exception based on the absence of the aleph in the word lechatos. Number two, Ravina Omar, Kamishpot Ksiv Behu. In the case of the idolatry-related sacrifices, the word Kamishpot appears, which means, for us, it means, as it is written, thusly you shall process it. And the par, ha'oilo, is written before the so'ir lachatos. So because of this word, kamishpot, that is a limiting factor. And hence, in this case, in the case of the idolatry-related sacrifices, the par will precede, even though it's an ola, will precede the chatos, because the par is written in the Torah before the so'ir avodah zarah. The par avodah zarah is written before the so'ir avodah zarah. Hashta de osis lahachi. Now that we've come to this point, namely that the word kamishpot will override the rule. In other words, we have a rule that says chatos comes before olos that come with them. However, where you have the word kamishpot, then things can change. Well, now that we've come up with this point, afilu temo porim dechag nami. In our attempt at the top of the page, you can see we have an arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara. This arrow leads you to the top line where we saw that we saw a description of the source on Amud Aleph with Purim coming before Elim and Elim coming before Kvasim, and we thought that we had a question on our rule, and the question was based on an assumption that we were dealing with the Musaf offering of holidays. The Gemara above had rejected that. Right now, the Gemara is saying you don't need to reject that explanation that we are talking about the Musafim of holidays. You don't have to come on to say that source with the different kinds of animals was talking about a Nedava. And even so, we don't have a question on our rule. Because in the case of the Musafim, you have the word Kamishpot that will say overrides the rule only with respect to the area in which the word appears. Namely, in that case, it's the case of the Musafim. So in general, our rule stands that wherever a Chatos comes together with an Ola, the Chatos precedes the Ola. However, if you have the word Kamishpot written in the Torah there, the Ola could come before the Chatos. And in the case that was cited that the top line was referring to, we would say that the Kvasim that are brought as part of the Musafim, the Kvasim are Olas, they will come before the goat offerings, the Seirim, which come as a Chatos. But that's only because the word Kamishpot appears. Let's read Ravina again. Ravina Amar Kamishpot Ksiv Behu. That is true in the case of the Avodah Zorah sacrifices. Hashta Da'osis Lahachi Afilu Teimo Porim Dechag Nami Kamishpotam Ksiv Behu. The word Kamishpotam appears in the case of the Musafim of the holiday as well. Hence the discussion at the top line did not have to reject the Ukimta that we were talking about Dechag, and hence, you don't have to come on to the answer of that the source on Amud Aleph was talking about Nedova. Ibaya Laho. Before we go on in the Gemara, though, let's glance at our Nosei topic heading in the outside margin. She'ela, question. Ezeu koidem. Meiser behemo, oilas behemo, chatasov. Ushloshtam omdim lefonov. A kohen is confronted with three animals, three sacrifices, a meiser behemo, an olas behemo, and a chatos ha'of. Which one should come first? The Gemara will present the question and suggest the special features of each one, why it should come before the other. But we have to eventually resolve, practically speaking, which one should be done first. Ibaya laho. Chatos ha'of ve'olas behemo u'meiser. Meiser is a reference to the Meiser Behema offering. these three are standing in front of the Kohen, Eizo Mehen Kodem, which one should come first? So we'll go through three different possibilities. Tikdom Chatos Of, should you suggest that the Chatos Of should come first? Well, Ika Meiser de Kodem Law, the Meiser Behema will come before a Chatos Of. Likdom Meiser, should we suggest that the Meiser Behema comes first? Ika Oilas Behema de Kodem Law, but an Olas Behema will come before a Meiser Behema. Tikdom Olas Behema, should you say that the Olas Behema should come first? Well, but Ika Chata Sa'of de Kodem Law, but there's a Chata Sa'of that comes before it. As we've learned before, that wherever a Chatas comes, a Chatas will come before the Ola, and even if it happens to be a Chatas Of. So, which one of these three should be done first? The Gemara has two resolutions, two different opinions. Hocha in Bovel, Targimu Min Zevach Odif. Min Zevach Odif means that the Meiser Behema will come first, and it will come before the Chatas Of. That's because of its Zevach status. Its Zevach means it's something that's slaughtered by a knife, as opposed to a bird, which is slaughtered through Malika, the insertion of the Kohen's thumbnail into the back of its neck. So Min Zevach is considered Odiv, considered of greater weight, and hence Meiser Behema will come before the Chatas Of. The Chatas Of will come before the Olas Behema. That is a function of the Gzeres HaKosov that we learned earlier. So just to go over the Seder, the order of Hocha, of Bovel, and we've jotted this on the side of our Gemara as well, by Hocha Tergimu you have Meiser Behema, then Chatas Of, and then Olas Behema. And the order of Chatas Of coming before Olas Behema, that's a function of Gzeres HaKosov. B'Marovo Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a different ruling. Aila bo oilas behema bechatas oif ve'ag behosa mi meiser. The olas behema chatas oif relationship makes it such that the olas behema enters, so to speak, the Chatas Of, which basically means it will give greater precedence to the Chatas Of, and that's because of the Gzeres HaKosov, and that in turn raises the Chatas Of over the Meiser Behema. So, going over this expression again, where it said, Aila bo ilas behema bechatas of, that means, for our purposes, that the Chatas Of will come before the Olas Behema, then the Olas Behema will come, and after that, the Meiser Behema. So that in the order of things, the difference between Ma'arovo and the Hocha Targimu, the Bovel explanation, is the positioning of the Meiser Behema. According to the Hocha Targimu, the Meiser Behema was at the beginning. According to Ma'arovo, the Meiser Behema is at the end. But otherwise, the Chatas Of Olas Behema order remains the same. Let's glance at Rashi. Aila bo chashivus de Olas Behema. We're looking at Rashi, as you can see at the lower part of the narrow lines. And it says that the Olas, the chashivus of the Olas Behema goes into the Chatas Of Shebo Imo. Vehi chashuva mi meiser. The Oilas Behema is more chashuv than a Meiser Behema. Shehi kotche kotchim v'kolil. The Oilas Behema is kotche kotchim, and it's completely burnt, which is not the case of a Meiser. Meiser is kotchim kalim, a low-level sanctity, and it's not completely burnt. It's basically, most of it's given to the owner to eat. And because of the Gzeres HaKosov, the scriptural reference, the oaf comes, the chatas oaf comes before the olas behema. The afal pi shezu min zevach, even though the ola happens to be a min zevach. The ag behosa mi meiser. Rashi goes on, levatel chashivus shem min zevach sheboi. This phenomenon of the olas behema instilling the power and chashivus to the chatos ha'oif, that chashivus makes it or raises it above the chashivus that the Meiser Behema had in so far as that it was a min zevach as opposed to the chatos ha'oif. As far as we're concerned, the chashivus of min zevach appears in the olas behema as well. And nevertheless, ubatulei migzeres hakosuv, the chashivas of min zevach that the olas behema had was voided by the gzeres hakosuv, the scriptural reference that gave precedence to the chatas ha'of over the olas behema. Hilkoch yaktim chatas ha'of la'oila v'oila la'maiser. And therefore, the Marova approach says that the chatas ha'of shall come first, then the olas behema, and then at the end, maiser behema. The Mishnah. Kol hachatos shebetorah kodmos la'ashamos. All of the sin offerings mentioned in the Torah will precede the osham sacrifices. Chutz me'osham etzorah v'tnei shehu bo lehechsher. The exception being, to the case of the osham etzorah, it will come before the chatos that the etzorah brings, because it is coming to machshir, to enable or to prepare the mitzvah for eating of korbanos and for entering the Beis HaMikdash. So the osham has to precede the chatos. Kol ha'shama shebetorah boin b'nei shtayim u'boin b'kesef shkolim. Ashamos that the Torah speaks about are two-year-old animals and have a fixed cost of a minimum of two pieces of silver, two kesef shkolim. Chutz mi oshem nozir vi oshem etzorah, the oshem a nozir brings in the case that a nozir became tameh, or the oshem that a metzorah brings, are two exceptions. Shein boyin b'nei shnasim, they are one-year-old animals. Vi ein boyin b'kesef shkolim, and they do not cost two pieces of silver. Kishem shekoidmin b'akravoson, kach koidmin b'achiloson. This is a rule that applies to everything that was mentioned before in terms of all those korbanos that were given precedence in terms of order of processing. Those that were given preeminence or precedence, those also are to be given precedence with regard to eating. Which one shall be eaten first? Shlomim shel emesh u'shlomim shel hayoim. If one has shlomim that were brought yesterday, and they were not slaughtered till today, and you have shlomim shel hayom, shlomim that were brought for the first time today, shel emesh koidmin, you're supposed to deal with the ones that were brought yesterday first. Shlomim shel emesh chatos ve'osham shel hayoim. Shlomim shel emesh koidmin, the Rabbi Meir. In the case of you have shlomim that were brought to the Azorah yesterday, and they didn't slaughter them till now, and you have newly brought, namely chatos and osham that were brought today, so Rabbi Meir says you will nevertheless slaughter the shlomim that was brought yesterday before you slaughter today's chatos and osham. The chachamim omrim chatos kedemes mei shehi kodshei kodshim. The chachamim feel that you cannot offer a shlomim even though it was brought yesterday. You cannot slaughter it and process it before a chatos and osham, because chatos and osham are kodshei kodshim as opposed to the shlomim, which is kodshim kalim. Uvekulon hakoyanim rashoim lishanos b'achiloson. With regard to all of the korbanos that we've dealt with till now, the kohanim can eat them any way they like. Lochlan shluyin, shlukin, umuvushalin, to eat them roasted or cooked in different ways. Veloses lesoichoi tavle chulin v'tavle truma de Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can add to the meat of the sacrificial meat, you can eat add spices or a chulin or truma spices. Rimeir Omer lo yitain lesoichoi tavle truma. Don't add to the sacrificial meat spices that are from truma. Shelo yavi hatruma lidei psul. Because by adding the truma spices to the sacrificial meat, truma, which ordinarily has no time limit in which to eat it, when they're added to a dish of sacrificial meat, the truma spices will now become bound to the time limit that is characteristic of sacrificial meat. And as a result of that, you might end up having to get rid of, in the event that you don't finish the sacrificial meat, if it becomes nosar, if the meat is left over, the meat will have to be burnt along with the truma spices that were added. So in effect, you're destroying truma spices that otherwise would not have been ruined. So therefore, Rabbi Meir takes the position that don't add truma spices to the sacrificial meat. The Gemara will raise a question, and you can see we have a diamond marking. This is explained on the outside margin. The diamonds that you see in this sugya here, and you see on the next, on Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, about halfway down the page, you'll notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, just like over here, there's a Roman numeral number 1. There you will see Roman numeral number 2. These are She'elois Be'inyan Kadima questions regarding precedence, which one is to be processed before the other. The nosei that will be raised in this question, todir umekudosh, todir, something that has greater frequency, versus something that has greater sanctity, eizehu kodem, which one shall come first? So the Gemara raises the question, Ibayalaho, Todir Umakudosh, Eze Mehem Kodem. The Rashi at the bottom adds, Todir Umakudosh, Kagon Dam Oilas Tomid, Vidam Chatas Oimdin. You have two receptacles of blood. One has the blood of the daily Ola offering, the Tomid, and the other receptacle has blood of a sin offering. Ze Todir, the Oilas Tomid is of greater regularity. Vize Mekudosh, but the Chatos blood is of a greater sanctity level. Mekudosh mimenu, kedamoron dam Chatos kodem ledam oilom, neshehu meratze. Inami, another possibility of Todir umekudosh would be, you have a case of oilois musvei rosh chodesh, upar hoedo oimdim, ze Todir veze mekudosh. You have the olos that are part of the rosh chodesh musaf offering, and you have a par ho'edah. This is a sin offering as a result of the erroneous legal ruling of the Sanhedrin. Ze todir, the musvei rosh chodesh are todir, which happen to be olos. On the other hand, you've got the par ho'edah, which is a chatos and has therefore greater sanctity. So what happens when you have todir versus mekudosh? Which comes first? The Gemara goes on, Todir kodem mishum de todir, that which is more frequent should take precedence because of its greater frequency, o dilma mekudosh kodem de kodesh, or that which has a higher sanctity level should take precedence because of its higher sanctity. The Gemara attempts to answer this with a toshma, which is featured in a triangle. You can see under our mivneh heading in the outside margin, nisyonos lifshoy hashela anal. These triangles, and there are a few of them, they are attempts to answer this particular question. Toshma tamidim kodmin lemusafin. The afagav de musafin kadishi. It says in this source that the tomid, let us say you're on Shabbos. So every Shabbos you have
a tomid shel shachar, as well as a tomid shel bein arba'im. It's part of the daily offerings, and Shabbos is one of the days of the week. The tamidim will come before the musaf offering on Shabbos. The afagav the musafim kadishi, even though the musaf is a more holy type korban. The Rashi at the top says, "V'afagav the musafim kadishi mishum musafim shem Shabbos aleim." The musafim have the description or the labeling of Shabbos attached to them. Shem boim choivola. They are coming as a result of it being Shabbos. V'atamidim boim af b'chol. But the tamid comes even during the week, during the weekday. So it's considered, it's certainly less, it's viewed at this point, of course, in the Gemara as being less associated with Shabbos. It's considered associated with the weekday. So we see an example of something that's more mekudosh, that sacrifice, which is associated with Shabbos. And even though it's more mekudosh, the source tells us that tamid comes before, the frequent comes before the mekudosh. The Gemara rejects this, and we will be using a double underline to indicate the rejections, and this is featured in the outside margin under our Mivneh heading. You see the double underline with the expression dechios, rejections. The Gemara says, this is not a classic case of Todir versus Mekudosh, because Otu Shabbos l'musafim ha'anoi l'tamidim lo ha'anoi, the labeling of Shabbos, do you think that it affects only the musaf and does not get attached to the daily offering as well? In fact, it does. By virtue of the fact that today is Shabbos, even though what you're offering happens to be a tamid, it's a tamid with a Shabbos label associated with it. So as a result of that, you don't have a case of something more mekudosh, the musaf being more mekudosh than the tamid, as a result of it being Shabbos. The Shabbos name attaches to the Tumid, giving the Tumid all the aspects of the Musaf, plus the added feature that the Tumid is more frequent. But this, nevertheless, does not address our issue of something that's simply Tumid, without added Kedusha, simple Tumid, simple Tadir, simple irregularity, versus a simple case of higher sanctity. The Gemara will continue in trying to resolve this question, but with that, we conclude our shiur for today.